understand that if we're going to have the mental attitude necessary to stand. That's my conviction. But in any case, verse 3 of Daniel 11, "And a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will." We understand this to correctly be Alexander the Great. "And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken." When Alexander the Great finally conquers the world and drinks himself to death, his kingdom's broken up. The verse talks about four winds and previous prophecies in Daniel to say that his kingdom was divided into the four winds. But in reality, at that time, there was 36 generals that began to strive to take control of Alexander's kingdom, and it ultimately got down to the four that we traditionally share. And as these four continued to struggle for the former dominion of Alexander's kingdom, it gets down to two kingdoms, Ptolemy, and he was in control of the southern area of Egypt. He represents the kingdom in Daniel 11 that we know as the king of the south. And the other general that takes control of most of the area is Seleucus. His kingdom symbolizes the kingdom of the north, was controlling Syria, but the heart of Syria that was his capital, his point of reference was Babylon, and this is where the rule is established in this history here of the struggle between Alexander's kings or generals as they go throughout time, is that the king of the north is the power that controls Babylon, the king of the south, the power that controls Egypt. And then in verse 4, we see that it says that his kingdom isn't going to be left to his posterity. His kingdom isn't going to be left to Alexander the Great's family. And sure enough, one of those generals had Alexander's family executed, so they're out of the story. And it's simply a struggle for these different generals. And ultimately, it gets down to two of them. And verse 5 begins the story of the king of the south and the king of the north. And it says, "And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, he shall be strong above him, have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion." Now Daniel, or Uriah Smith, Haskell,